You're watching the Top Five. Moving on now to our final story. The three-way negotiations between Israel, the Palestinian Authority and the U.S. on the so-called peace talks have ended with no breakthrough. Palestinian and Israeli negotiators have met with the U.S. envoy Martin Indyk in Jerusalem al-Quds. Palestinian sources said the talks were very difficult and that the gap between the parties is still wide. The U.S. State Department says Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are discussing a way to extend the talks beyond the April 29th deadline. Negotiations reached a deadlock 2 weeks ago when Israel refused to release a group of Palestinian prisoners as promised. Now the U.S. envoy is expected to meet separately with both negotiators again on Friday. Well, Alberto Garcia is a political analyst with us now live from Beirut. Mr. Garcia, welcome to the Top Five. First of all, do you see any prospects for these negotiations? Do you think that they are going to go forward?
Well, actually, we've only got 11 days left for the end of the limit time. The 29th of April supposedly was the top of the time limit for these negotiations to reach some sort of agreement. These negotiations actually started in July last year, and we have seen no advance whatsoever. Well, we've seen some advance just in the Israeli side, that they have continued with the building of more and more settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. We continue watching how the demolitions are still taking place in very, very high numbers. We still see, like, the extreme violence used against prayers in Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem are taking place. And I think at this point that all the ingredients are together for these negotiations to fail. We see that Abbas just stands watching and hearing what John Kerry brings as the orders that are established from Tel Aviv by Benjamin Netanyahu. There's no negotiations whatsoever taking place. There's no two sides really sitting at the same table and negotiating on basic things. I mean, the release of these few prisoners that have triggered the attempt or the intention of the Palestinian Authority to join 15 new UN treaties is merely a symbolic act. But when we see, for example, and Mahmoud Abbas, that it's actually not representative of all Palestinians. Most of Palestinian factions and political groups are totally opposed to these negotiations. We see how he expresses the difficulties and the non-possibility of the right of return of around 7 million Palestinians that are outside their homes. That actually was one of the main points for negotiation already for decades, and basically it's been dismissed. It's been dismissed, according to some Palestinian sources that are involved in the negotiations. There are certain points that are actually very, very important, and like the 85% of all settlements that could actually be legalized and could be allowed to continue in a future state of Palestine, yes, or the non-control of the airspace and not possibility of having his own army to control and defend his own territory, actually makes it very difficult, if not impossible, to actually reach an agreement. Abbas is trying, I don't know if hard enough. John Kerry seems to be trying very hard, according to a former advisor of the UN Secretary of State, Frederick Hoff, who I interviewed just a week ago, and expressed that he is trying very, very hard to find a solution and a negotiation that really becomes successful. But actually, both parties, especially the Israeli side, is not really working in that line.